Another night. Another grave to dig. The moon is full, casting its pale light on yet another soul who learned life's cruelest lesson far too late. I just wish... Ah! Jesus! Scared me half to death! You gotta be more careful sneaking up on a gravedigger. Wouldn't want you to accidentally meet the business end of this shovel. And I'd just hate to have to dig a new hole tonight. Well, I'm guessing you're here for a story, right? You've come to the right place. Look around. Out here, every stone is a story. So have a seat, relax, get comfortable. And no, not there. What's wrong with you? You don't sit on a grave. No, just... There. Don't move. Now, where was I? Oh, right, a story. Well, how about this one right here? Here lies poor Milton. His story is a cautionary tale of youth and folly, where a lonely boy discovered the terrible price of popularity and why sometimes it's better to remain invisible. I call this one, All My Friends Are Dead.
Welcome to Taco Terror. Prepare for terror in every bite.
Sure, whatever. How are the Dracula's bloodbath fries?
I've never actually tried them. I don't do good with spicy food.
Just give me a Wolfman Mega Meat Burrito.
Okay, would you like to upgrade the carnage with extra steak?
Yeah, why not? And I'll have a medium horror chata.
Okay, well, that'll just be a minute.
Milton!
Yes, Mr. Davis?
How long have these ghostadas been sitting here, under the lights? Milton, the lettuce is Wilton. Get him out of here! And keep pushing the Chainsaw Massacre Chili Deluxe combo. I gotta move this chili before it turns.
Yes, Mr. Davis. Right away. Order up! Number 243... Oh, my gosh. It's...
Heather Collins. Ridgemont Royalty. The most popular girl in school. And the undisputed object of Milton's affection for... Well, forever. Heather and her friends, on the other hand, well, they never really acknowledged Milton's existence.
Oh my god, Heather, get a clue. It's so obvious.
I just can't believe Brad said that to you. That is, like, so totally romantic.
Of course it is. Because he's way into you. I wonder if he'll take you to prom in his dad's Audi Quattro.
Oh, god, gag me, will you? Enough about Brad Thompson. We get it. He's hot. Now, can we focus because my Orange Julius craving is rabid?
Totally. But first, let me just... Makeup check.
Just look at her. She's gorgeous. Like something from another planet. A perfect, beautiful alien.
Excuse me.
Huh? Can I help you?
Yeah, you called my number. Those are my Nightmare on Nacho Street. This is the part where you give them to me? And I eat, you go back to whatever sad state of affairs this is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Here's your nachos right here. Let me just... Oh, no!
Nice one, taco boy!
I'm so sorry. I'll clean it up right away.
Clean it up? Look what you did to my new shoes!
Milton, back to work. Now. I'm so sorry, sir. Please. Let me offer you some horrifying coupons.
Oh, man, I'm gonna get fired. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Here, let me help you with that.
What?
These trays can be so slippery. Happened to my little brother last week. No big deal.
Thanks.
Is that Heather? helping Taco Boy?
What's she doing?
I'm Heather, by the way.
I know. I'm Milton.
Well, Milton, looks like we've got this under control. There you go.
Thanks, Heather. Really. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, I know I didn't have to, but you looked like you needed a little help. Well,
thank you. If you ever need anything.
Actually, funny you should ask. Maybe you could do me this one small little favor.
Of course. I mean, what kind of favor?
You work here at the mall, right? Late shift sometimes?
Uh-huh. Yeah, weekend's still closing.
So you must have access to the back doors after hours?
Well, not exactly. The managers keep the keys, but...
Look, Milton, a few of us friends were thinking of having a little get-together here after hours. It's nothing crazy, just somewhere different for us to hang out, you know?
Friends?
Yeah, friends. We're friends, aren't we, Milton? I mean, anyone who can rock that Taco Terra uniform and still look cute is definitely friend material.
She called me her friend.
Her friend?
And cute?
It's just gonna be a few of us. Super low key.
Yeah, man. Nothing wild. Promise.
We'd really love for you to be there, Milton.
I don't know. It's against the rules. My dad always says...
Your dad won't know. Nobody will know. Just one night of fun, Milton. Don't you deserve that?
Well,
forget it, Heather. Taco Boy's too scared.
His name is Milton, and he's not scared. Are you?
I'll do it. I'll get the key.
I knew you were one of the cool ones, Milton. Tonight at midnight, service entrance by the loading docks.
Milton! Clean it up right now!
See you tonight, Milton.
As Milton watched Heather walk away, he felt a thrill unlike anything he'd experienced before. For once in his life, he was somebody. But there was still the matter of the key.
All right, Milton, finish mopping, and then you can go. I'll lock up.
Mr. Davis? I was wondering if maybe I could lock up tonight.
You? Why?
Well, I'm trying to show more responsibility. You know, for college applications and stuff. And my dad's picking me up late anyway, so...
I don't know, kid. Last time we gave an employee a key, we found out they were stealing nachos after hours.
I would never do that, Mr. Davis. I promise. I just want to prove myself.
Fine. But just for tonight, and if anything, and I mean anything, is out of place tomorrow, your job is history.
Got it. Thank you, Mr. Davis. You won't regret it.
Yeah. I already do. Here. Silver keys for the service entrance. Make sure it's locked when you leave.
Attention shoppers, Ridgemont Mall is now closed. Please proceed to the nearest exit. Ridgemont Mall will reopen tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thank you for shopping at Ridgemont.
They'll be here soon. Midnight. Where are they? Maybe they're not coming? Oh, maybe this was all a joke. Maybe they're all somewhere laughing at me right now. This was so dumb. What was I thinking? I'm going home.
Milton!
Ah!
You actually came.
Oh, yeah, I said I would, didn't I?
You certainly did. The others thought you might chicken out. This is so cool of you.
Oh my god, we're actually doing this.
Taco Boy came through? Didn't think you had it in you, man.
He has a name, Chad. It's Milton. Got the key?
Right here.
After tonight, you will officially be the coolest person in school.
Welcome to Ridgemont Mall After Hours.
We're in!
Who are you talking to? Heather! Heather, what's going on? You said it was just going to be a few friends.
It is, just all of our friends. This way, everyone. Be quiet coming in.
I told you it was going to be legendary.
There must be 50 people out there.
More like 75. We invited both the junior and senior classes. And some college guys.
Relax. It'll be fine. Everyone knows to be careful. No one's going to damage anything. You're cool with this, right?
Milton, my man. You're a legend for this.
Who knew Taco Boy was such a rebel?
Solid move, freshman. Respect.
Yeah. It's cool. I'm cool.
Hell yeah. See? You're a hero. Come on, let's go set up before everyone gets inside.
Okay, so, where are we planning to set up this party?
The central court, by the fountain, of course. It's perfect.
Lead the way.
Milton walked through the darkened mall alongside the most popular girl in school, feeling truly alive for the first time. The night stretched out before him, full of possibilities. Finally, after all these years, Milton was part of the in crowd, but little did he know, his initiation was just beginning.
Hey, cut it out! Stop posing the mannequins like that! Oh my god, you should not be skateboarding through there! Careful with that!
Taco Boy! Here, come here. Hit this funnel.
Oh no, I don't drink.
Chug. Oh, man, come on, dude. You're wasting beer.
This is insane. We're gonna get in trouble. We're gonna get arrested. I'm gonna get arrested.
Ew, super gross.
It's fine. It's totally fine. Heather promised everything will be chill. Heather? Where is she? Okay, calm down. Relax, this is fine. Everything is fine. We'll find Heather, and she'll help get this all under control. I mean, this is fun. You know, I'm one of them now. This is what I wanted, right? So I just gotta mingle, you know, blend in. I got this. Hey guys, pretty wild party, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, like I was saying,
I'm Milton. I was the one who let everyone in. I got the key from my manager and everything.
Hey, isn't that Rick over there? Rick, over there!
Yeah, you guys go talk to Rick. I'll catch up with you guys later. Maybe they didn't hear me. Oh, hey, Greg.
Dude, what are you even doing here?
Is Taco Boy still following us? So weird.
Not following, just standing. A common misconception.
Move it, loser! Jessica's about to do a keg stand! Oof!
Watch it, freak. You made me spill my beer!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... I gotta find Heather. Now. Heather!
Shut up, man! You're killing the vibe!
Is she... isn't what we agreed to.
Oh my god, it's Taco Boy! You are like so totally awesome for letting us in here. Why are you dripping? Did you take a dip in the fountain? I have always wanted to do
Jessica!
That.
Where is Heather? I need to talk to her.
Heather? Oh. She went somewhere with Chad. Said they needed to check something out. Very mysterious.
Where, Jessica? Where did they go?
Oh! Body shots at Spencer's Gifts! Gotta go!
Fine. I'll find her myself. Heather? Heather, are you down there? Heather? Excuse me. Move! Has anyone seen Heather? Anyone? Hey, have you seen?
Through the crowd, Milton finally found Heather. Unfortunately, he found her entangled with Brad Thompson. Hands in hair, lips locked. It was a whole situation. And it was Milton's biggest nightmare.
Heather?
Oh, yes, Brad. Just like that. Don't stop.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? No, 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 this can't be happening. Heather, she can't be kissing him, but she should be kissing me. I love her. Heather!
What the?
Hey, what's your problem, bud?
This isn't what you said it would be. You lied to me. You used me.
Listen, pal.
Brad, it's okay. I'll handle this. Milton, honey, where have you been? I have been looking everywhere for you.
Huh? No. No, I've been looking for you.
Well, here I am. You look upset. Let's go somewhere quiet and talk, okay? Come on. We'll be right back.
You sure?
Totally. Just give us 5 minutes. Don't move.
Come on, Milton. Let's go somewhere we can actually hear each other.
Where are we going?
Somewhere no one would go, silly. To your precious little taco stand. There we are. Now we can talk like civilized people.
Heather, this party is out of control. People are breaking things, drinking. Someone's gonna call the cops. This isn't what you told me it would be.
Of course it isn't, Milton. It's a party. Oh my god, you really thought we were just having some cute little get-together?
No, I just thought you said we were friends.
Milton, Milton, Milton. I knew you were lame, but I didn't think you were stupid. You seriously thought I wanted to be friends with the Taco Terror loser? Really? We needed to get into the mall, and you had access to get into the mall. It's not exactly rocket science.
But you were so nice to me. And you helped me clean up that spill.
Yeah, because I needed you. That's how the world works, Milton. People are nice when they want something. God, did you think I actually liked you?
Stop.
You did, didn't you?
I said stop.
Milton, you're trembling. Is it something more than that?
Heather, please.
Did you think this was going to be some romantic night? That we'd sneak away from the party and I'd confess my secret crush on the boy who serves me tacos?
Please stop.
Oh, that's actually hilarious. What, did you think I'd be kissing you tonight instead of Brad? That I'd want your hands on me? A guy who smells like refried beans? You've got to be kidding me.
Stop!
You should see your face right now. This is priceless. Wait till I tell everyone how Taco Boy thought he had a chance with me.
I said stop!
It happened in an instant. Milton's hands connected with Heather, shoving her backward. Time seemed to slow as Heather slipped on the freshly mopped floor. Arms flailing, she fell until the back of her head connected with the sharp corner of the Taco Terror counter.
Heather? No, 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 Heather. Heather! Heather! Heather, I'm sorry, please. Please wake up, no. Is that blood? What have I done?
What have I done? What have I done? Oh, Heather, I didn't mean to. You weren't acting like yourself, and now you look just so beautiful, like an angel. My angel. Well, maybe I could. No, maybe just once, just this once. That'd be okay, right?
Nope.
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
She fell, and I didn't mean to.
What did you do? Wait, what are you doing? Is she dead?
Oh my god, gross! Are you kissing her corpse?
Taco Boy's a sick freak.
No. It's not what it looks like. Why are you laughing? Stop laughing. She needs help. I was trying to save her. No.
Oh, I really didn't think he had it in him. Did you?
What? How is this possible? You were... What are you?
Oh, Milton, you've been working at a place called Taco Terror for how long now? And you never once suspected that there might be some real terror in this mall?
No. No, this isn't happening.
This isn't happening. No, it's happening, Milton. And it's been happening for centuries.
Thanks for letting us in, man. The mall makes for a perfect hunting ground.
Hunting ground?
All those drunk kids, they don't even notice when their friends start disappearing.
The party. It's not a party at all.
Well, it is for us. Just not for the ones who came here thinking they were getting drunk and laid tonight. They're getting something very different.
Help! Somebody help me! Help their monsters! Help me! No.
You wanted to be part of the in-crowd, Milton. You wanted to be one of us. You want to kiss me? For real, Milton? Well, go right ahead. You're in, Milton. You're in forever.
I finally belong.
Well, Milton, looks like you got your wish. You got lots of friends now. A whole graveyard full of them. But don't feel bad for him. You heard what he tried to do to that girl when he thought she was dead. Ugh. The young ones, they never learn. They see the beautiful smiles, the perfect clothes, the charmed lives. But they don't see the fangs until it's too late. They just don't understand that sometimes all your friends are dead. And have been for centuries. In the end, we're all just gray bones in a grave. Some of us just take a little longer to get there. Don't stay too long now. You're gonna have plenty of time to spend here one day. Plenty of time. We all will.
Grave.
visit patreon.com/graybonesinagrave to support this series and gain exclusive access to live streamed read-throughs of each episode, a VOD archive of every live recording, and more. Gray Bones in a Grave was created by Brett Register and Steve Zaragoza. All My Friends Are Dead was written and directed by Brett Register, starring Steve Zaragoza as the Shovel Man, Nicholas Hamilton as Milton, and Bree Esrig as Heather. Additional character voices provided by Owen Carter, Brett and Brad Register, and Haley Roseberry. Edited and sound designed by Owen Carter, lead editor and producer. Executive produced by Brett Register and Steve Zaragoza. Tune in next time for another episode of Gray Bones in a Grave.